The first cry from the cross is found in Luke chapter 23. As they led Jesus away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." These seven cries are not the serene words of a man sitting in a cozy study. They are the words of a man fighting excruciating pain for each breath. Each of these seven statements is a rasping, pain-racked sob. And as we come to this first of the seven sayings, we see the soldiers nailing Jesus to the cross. The passers-by are mocking, taunting him, ridiculing him. The religious leaders are pouring scorn on him. And he hangs there, silent, hoisting himself up on his bloodied wrists to breathe, gasping for air. Presently, we see him straining. His lips are moving. We strain to hear what he is saying. What will the first words be from this man on the center cross? Will he cry for pity? Is he praying for himself for strength? Is he calling down vengeance on those who have done this to him? Listen, what is it he's saying? "Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them." These words are familiar, so familiar in fact that we miss their shocking nature. This man is being crucified, and he is praying for those who are causing him the pain. This man is being mocked, and he is praying for those who are mocking him. The great lesson that we learn from this, the remarkable thing that we see in this cry, is that with Jesus there is great mercy. With Jesus there is great mercy. You see, prayer is a window on the heart, and here is a glimpse into Jesus' heart. And what do we see? We see his love for sinners. The phrase "Jesus said" here could be translated, "Jesus was saying," over and over again he was saying, "Father, forgive them." When they were nailing his feet to the cross, "Father, forgive them." When they hoisted the cross up and it sunk down into the hole in the ground prepared for it, and it jolted his arms from their sockets nearly, and the pain and the agony on his nail-torn wrists and ankles is immense, he's praying, "Father, forgive them." When the criminals ridicule him, when the onlookers taunt him, when the soldiers play a little game for his clothes, "Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them." It's the worst day in the history of the world. It's the worst crime in the history of mankind. And forgiveness and mercy pour forth. Not a blast from heaven's angels, but mercy. Mercy. It had been foretold in Isaiah 53, "He will make intercession for the transgressors, for the soldiers who had beaten him, Father, forgive them, for the false witnesses who had lied about him, Father, forgive them, for the religious leaders who had condemned him unjustly, Father, forgive them, for Pilate the coward and the crowd pleaser, Father, forgive them, for the crowd who begged for his blood, Father, forgive them." What staggering mercy. What staggering mercy. He is pleading for his crucifiers as they crucify him. And what is it we learn here? We learn that you can't be too bad for forgiveness. You can't be too wicked for forgiveness. You can't be too far gone for mercy. Not Jesus' mercy. He's praying. He's praying for them. Father, forgive them. Isn't this mercy staggering? Father, forgive them. There's forgiveness for the wicked. There's no one too bad. There's forgiveness for the religious who should have known. There's forgiveness for the careless and for those who would rather please the crowd. There's forgiveness. There's great mercy to be found in this cry. But not only is there great mercy, there's a great opportunity. What a staggering opportunity is being held out. And what is the right response to great mercy that is offered? Well, we need to accept it. You'll note that Jesus isn't forgiving them. He's pleading for their forgiveness. He's announcing that forgiveness is available. The response he anticipates from those there is, yes, forgive me, please. And that's the response that he expects from us today in the light of his great mercy. It's the same great mercy that's extended to us today. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your great mercy. How we marvel at how merciful you are. We look at these people round the cross and we feel that they did not deserve mercy. And yet, when we look at ourselves, we desperately want you to be merciful. We want you to deal with us in mercy and not justice. And we thank you for these words of Jesus that show us that you can't be too bad for forgiveness. Father, we pray that we would find your mercy and your grace. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 130 speaks of someone crying from the depths to God. He is deeply aware of his sin, and yet knows that with God there is forgiveness. And so he will set his hope in God for redemption. And the piece closes with the delightful reminder that plenteous redemption is ever found with him.